This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. As the two Korean leaders ended a three-day summit, they visited the symbolic Mount Paektu volcano near the Chinese border. Wednesday, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un pledged to dismantle key missile facilities and offered to close the country's main nuclear complex pending U.S. reciprocal actions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Washington is prepared to resume talks with the North and offered to meet the North Korean counterpart at next week's U.N. General Assembly session. Pompeo called for the North's complete denuclearization by January 2021. Wednesday, South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said the Korean people have lived together for thousands of years, and it's time to end 70 years of hostility and take a step toward peace. But RAND Corporation defense analyst Bruce Bennett said despite its pledges, the North continues to build up its nuclear capability.
There is really nothing in the summit that's going to stop him from doing that. I think President Moon likely tried as hard as he could, but I don't think Kim Jong-un has decided yet that he really is going to do this. I think he's playing for time.
Asia Society Policy Institute analyst Daniel Russell, a former diplomat, said summits and promises are no substitute for a negotiating process. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, nearly 30 people are believed to have perished when an overloaded riverboat capsized late Monday in the Mongala River. 30 others survived. Zambian President Edward Lungu sacked his development minister on Wednesday, a day after both Britain and Finland suspended aid over suspicions some $4 million had been misused. Emmerine Kabanshi was responsible for the country's social payments programs to rural areas. A preliminary investigation revealed some of the funds were used to pay ministry retirees and refurbish offices. This is VOA News.